Christmas is a funny time, isn't it? We've heard the whole of the Christmas story tonight, and it's been great. The guys have done a really good job, and it's good to remember what the whole of the Christmas story is. And actually, it's all about a little baby, which is a bit of an odd thing that we remember about, because what is so special about a baby? Now, some of you are parents, I know, because, you know, we've had your children up here, and I'm sure lots of you could tell me some fun stories about what it's like to have a baby. Now, can anybody tell me some of the things that babies do? What do babies do? Come on, somebody knows things that babies do. They cry. Yeah, what else? Pardon? They learn to talk, so they can't talk to begin with, and they learn to talk. They smile. They laugh. They poo. They sick. They do all sorts of things. They're completely helpless, aren't they? But yet, the whole of the Christmas story is about a baby. A little baby who came down, who did all the things that a normal baby did. Cried, laughed, pooed, got looked after by its mum and dad. But we have a whole thing about Christmas. And what is it that is so special about this baby? And we get that in what the angel says to Mary and Joseph, right back at the beginning of the story. But I want you to think for a minute, okay, in Christmas, what kind of things have you been putting up, or what kind of things do we put up at Christmas? I look around the room, I can think we could put up lots of decorations. Often maybe you've got the special job of putting the star right on top of the Christmas tree. I remember seeing a picture on Facebook of one of my friends who was lifting up his new son to put the star on top of the Christmas tree, except the son was more interested in eating the star because, you know, small children, everything goes in their mouth. Other things that you might put up, maybe the food on the table at Christmas dinner, all of that food, the turkey, the stuffing, the Yorkshire puddings. Of course, you've got to have Yorkshire puddings, gravy, vegetables, all of that kind of thing. Maybe even you have to put up with great Aunt Ethel, who comes to stay, who smells a little bit like cabbage. Maybe you've got that sort of relative who you kind of feel like you've got to put up with at Christmas. And it's all very good putting up your decorations. It's all very good putting the presents under the tree. It's all very good, actually, when we put up with our family. But actually, Christmas isn't really about putting up with things or putting things up. Christmas is all about coming down. You see, that little baby wasn't just any old baby. Let me read to you what the angel said to Joseph. You can read, if you want to read it when you get home, it's in Matthew. It's one of the Bible stories that tells us about the birth of Jesus. And Matthew writes this. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful, he didn't want to disgrace her, so he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel appeared to him and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That baby, that seemingly normal little baby, who did all the things that a normal little baby would do, was something special come down. This was God who had come down as a baby. God is with us. That is what is so exciting, so impressive, so brilliant about Christmas. It's because God, the big powerful God, the God who made the stars, the God who put everything together, came down as a baby. Just like you, just like me, he was a man and he was with us. And he was with us forever. But more than that, the Bible goes on to tell us just exactly what God is. God is love. God is all about love. God is a loving God. He can't do anything but love. So when that baby came down, it wasn't just God coming down. This was love coming down at Christmas. So when you put up your Christmas tree. You've probably already done it already, unless you're me, and then you won't ever get round to it because until Christmas Eve when they're cheap, because I'm cheap. Or when you put up the food on the table, or when Great Aunt Ethel comes to stay smelling faintly of cabbage and you have to put up with her, remember that Christmas isn't just about the things that we put up. It isn't just about putting those presents under the tree and excitingly open them. It isn't just about getting up on Christmas morning and seeing what's in your stocking. Christmas is about when love came down. And that love isn't just soppy love. This isn't just love that comes and goes. This is a love that lasts forever. And it's a love that is for everyone. It's not just for children. See, God isn't just like a fairy tale for grown-ups or children or anything like that. God is somebody and something that is special for life, for all of us, now and forever. And it's a love that we can all accept. We just have to trust in Jesus. We just have to remember that he came as a baby. And as his name says, Jesus means God saves. Jesus, this baby, was God come down to show us that God loves us and that God will save us.